USA Radio News with Wendy King.
People on the Gulf Coast are making preparations ahead of the arrival of Hurricane Laura, which could be a major storm. It's expected to make landfall Wednesday night. In the largest evacuation of the pandemic, more than 500,000 people were ordered to flee the Gulf Coast communities. KRLD's Chris Fox reports.
Governor Abbott from the Alternate State Operations Center in Austin saying they expect Hurricane Laura to be similar to Hurricanes Ike and Rita, fast-moving with heavy winds.
A lot of devastation wreaked upon Texas as the storm sweeps through, especially East Texas.
The predicted 10-foot-high water surges have led to mandatory evacuations in the Beaumont, Port Arthur, Texas City areas. Abbott says they've called on the full support of all relevant state agencies.
In Louisiana, people were ordered to leave low-lying southwestern parts of the state. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Laptop shortages are hampering schools as they try to reopen. USA's Tim Berg has more.
Due to hardware delays, laptops might arrive in time for the start of virtual classes.
It's a little bit like asking them to paint without a paintbrush. It's asking them to play basketball without a ball.
Tom Baumgarten, superintendent of the Morongos Unified School District in California, says his district is waiting for over 5,000 Lenovo Chromebooks.
It's several weeks delayed now. We're all chasing computers. We're calling the companies. I mean, this past weekend, we just got 1,000 computers.
The shortage also affecting schools in Ohio, Maryland, Indiana, and New York. Lynn Hung is with the Intel Data Corporation.
We've gotten this astronomical surge in demand for laptops. The supply chain was not anticipating having to produce this many, and we are still playing catch-up at the moment.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The CDC has issued new rules on travel, and USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention dropped its recommendations for travelers to quarantine for 14 days upon returning from trips overseas or out of state during the coronavirus pandemic. The CDC updated its guidelines on its website. Though the two-week recommendation was changed, the federal agency did caution travelers that they can still contract the novel coronavirus while traveling. The CDC continues to recommend travelers wear masks indoors, wash hands, maintain social distancing guidelines, and monitor themselves for symptoms of COVID-19. They also state that traveling does increase your risk of contacting and spreading the virus, noting that staying home is the best protection from COVID-19 for yourself and others. If you must travel, the Federal Health Agency recommends travelers to check the recommendations on government websites for their destination, as well as any places they will be passing through during their trip.
The U.S. saw fewer than 40,000 new COVID-19 cases for two straight days, according to Johns Hopkins University. The last time the national total was that low for two straight days was June 24th. Since the start of the pandemic, there have been 5,740,000 cases in the U.S. and 177,000 deaths. The figures are continuing a gradual decline since peaking in mid-July. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.